Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is that time. And we don't have many of these left. I always feel melancholy around this time because there's not many Daily Mock at 1 o'clock left. You, we just got to...
But that means football season like right around the corner.
And it means the draft is almost here. We're 8 days away from the start of the NFL draft next Thursday night. By the way, we still have this draft giveaway here, a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party. Who's clues? But today, Hugh, for our Daily Mock, we are going to Pro Football Network with their latest three-round mock. Here's what they have it as. Number one, Cam Ward, quarterback Miami to the Tennessee Titans. Number two, Travis Hunter. What did he say yesterday? If you don't let me play corner
receiver. Retiring. God bless the fact that he made so much money in college with the NILs.
He's going to retire.
That he can retire and do whatever you want to do.
Yep. He goes to the Browns.
Podcast,
in this one.
Whatever you want to
do. Yeah, do his thing. He's going to the Browns. Number two, wide receiver corner out of Colorado. Number three, Giants select Abdul Carter, edge, Penn State. Number four, Patriots select Will Campbell, offensive lineman, LSU. Number five, this is a little bit of a different one because usually Mason Graham goes five in these mocks. This one they have, I don't know how you say his first name. Tet, let's call him Tet. Tet McKillen. The quarterback, McMillan, wide receiver out of Arizona. Tet McMillan, wide receiver out of Arizona. I've seen him comp to Mike Evans, a bigger Drake London kind of wide receiver. So there's your top five. Hugh, we scroll down to the Philadelphia Eagles at number 32, and we have ourselves a new name. With the 32nd pick in this mock draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Tyler Booker, offensive lineman, Alabama, a Crimson Tide guard. With what they say, an eye-popping power and intense leg drive, Booker is a refined prospect who could be a day-one starter in Philadelphia. A first-round guard, Tyler Booker, Alabama.
And he's from up this way, from New Haven, Connecticut, man. 6'5", 324 pounds. That's a big-ass guard, man. And they say, and he can move, ran like a 5'3". That's not bad for a guy to get that much body moving in one direction. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
I don't give a shit.
I know. And you know, as soon as I saw this, I was like, yeah, Kyle's not going to like that.
All right. So he was first.
Did they not listen to me?
They did not hear you.
So he played mostly left guard in college. He did start a game at left tackle. So maybe they think there's some versatility there. I am reading his strengths, though. NFL.com. How about this one? Prototypical size and girth with elite length. Prototypical size and girth.
A lot of girth. Yeah, that's funny.
All right.
They come in all different shapes and sizes,
I guess
too.
He does.
It can be long or short. It could be thick or thin.
Yeah, you can
put that together. White, brown, black, or even yellow.
What do we think of Tyler Booker? Seriously, they take him at 32. In, out. If they're drafting at 32, he's got to start day one at guard. I mean, I'm not drafting a backup guard with the first round pick this year. If he's the first round pick, he has to start. Last time we brought this up, it was about that Gray Zabel guy and Kyle blew a gasket. Hugh, are you in on Tyler Booker?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
No. I mean,
You're anti-guard.
Well, it's not that I'm anti-guard. It's I understand. If we take a guard, I understand the premise.
Join me, Hugh. Be anti-guard.
But it's like,
he's
no, we couldn't get a defensive player. with that pick.
Whoa!
What do you mean?
I never thought I'd hear the day.
Do you think that's a need?
It's a luxury. It's a luxury. But we do need some more depth on that side of the ball. I'm not a dummy. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm not a dummy, which some people might be different. But I understand that we're going into this a little thin on the defensive side of the ball.
I think you made the whole Delaware Valley spit out whatever they were drinking.
Yeah,
when
like,
you
what
said,
do you mean?
He I said defense?
Tell.
He said
yeah.
it?
Well, well, it's a luxury. Then being thin there shouldn't really matter.
Dummy part. I thought you meant about that.
That too.
I have vision. Get on up. It's time to tell y'all. I got vision. Go. Mr. A-Leg Parlay over here.
There we go.
Trying to tell y'all.
Joe, you put in a parlay today, right?
Not yet. Okay, I hit 6 out of 8 yesterday.
See, I'm about to hit a 10-leg parlay.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to put one in today.
I would bet against that. Much like I'd bet against the Eagles drafting just star
lucky.
After star every should. First round.
I'm feeling lucky. Yeah. Feeling lucky. I try to explain.
A 10-leg
parlay? Every day.
Your Hawks lost by 30 last night.
Yeah, they did. That's the first thing I did. Every day I come in here and I try to explain the best way I can to you people. And you people just don't understand. You get stuck on little nuances, or you just don't like my opinion, and you just want to make personal attacks.
Nobody
you just
want to
make personal attacks.
Anything.
Just the ambiguity. Way to keep me grounded.
Okay, if Tyler Booker could play tackle, I'd be okay with this because at least you could give
6'5". I mean, it probably not a stretch.
Okay, but he didn't do it at college for whatever reason. He only played one. If you told me he was Lane Johnson's heir apparent, he played guard for 2 years next to him, similar to how Juergens played guard next to Kelsey. I could understand the pick and say, okay, solidify the offensive line, and he's the future right tackle. I sign off. I can't do just a straight-up guard in the first round.
No.
Not here.
If you want your mock to be accurate, and you pick the Eagles, you have the Eagles picking a guard in the first round, you already lost. It's not happening. It shouldn't happen. Howie's not a moron. Well, I don't think he's going to have the syndrome. He's not going to be 100% success rate in the draft. I do trust him enough to not take a stinking guard in the first round. If he does, I'm going outside the NovaCare.
You picketing?
I'm picketing.
Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah.
At what time? I mean, before you can't do it before work. You mean after work?
He can do it before work.
No, he can't.
Sure, 6 a.m. Wake up early.
Nobody's going to see him.
Oh, the news. The news will
Hold
see
on. Him. Yeah, we have the morning show. We'll cover it.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, that's right.
That's a big story. The camera teasing that story. They're picketing outside the NovaCare. It's just Kyle.
it's just
Kyle. All right, Tyler Booker for our daily mock at 1 o'clock. I actually have been amazed at how many different names I found this year. I know they have the 32nd pick, but like when we rarely have repeated the same names. I think Pierce a couple times we saw, and
James
Walter
Pierce
Nolan.
Name come, yeah,
but there's been like what you think there's been like 10 or 12 different names we've got in the last 3 weeks.
They got a lot of holes.
Well, that just kind of shows you where. How good the Eagles are, in my opinion, because there's no, I would think that there's no like exact science with what pick that they might get with this.
Yeah, and they have a lot of holes, but nothing so glaring that they like, oh my goodness, if they don't take this, they're screwed.
Sure.
They don't have that.
But we could find out that it was glaring after the fact.
So I went through their depth chart earlier just to look, like, what do I think their biggest needs are? That other defensive end spot, if we consider Jalen Carter an end, right? Like, I'm thinking like Carter, Davis, and the other guy. It's just Ojomo, and they have nothing else there. Like, I'd be almost shocked if they don't take a defensive lineman or an edge in the first round.
Yeah.
It just feels like that's a hole. They've lost a lot there between Milton Williams and Brandon Graham and Josh Sweat. I'd be surprised they don't take that in the first round. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go. Actually, you know what we're going to do right now? Hugh, why don't you give away a fourth clue? It's 106.
You ready?
106.
That's two L's in a row.
Days in a row?
Because nobody's thinking.
Well, but, okay. You thought you were on your high horse there. They're going to get this in the first hour.
No, because nobody, like, because what it is, because I think people are thinking too abstract. Mm. I'm not that deep, people. It's not that deep. It really isn't. And when you hear this, you're going to be... You're going to think about it. I tweaked the last one a little bit, Kyle, because I wanted to help people out.
Well, you said it's not that deep after the last clue. So we're talking about the shorter variety?
No, I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Okay, I tweaked the last one a little bit to help people out. It can't be called by many names like Bismati, Brown, Jasmine, Black.
So you want to give it away.
Or Boreo or Bamba. I mean, at this point, might as well.
Wow. So you've given up.
I mean,
that wasn't clue number four. that, I know, that I told we had
you,
prepared.
I told you, I modified.
He went rogue. He waved the white flag.
And he waved the white flag. It's over. I mean, the next caller is going to get it now. And if they don't.
I bet you, I guarantee you the next caller doesn't.
You know what we
whoa,
need?
Whoa, that's disrespectful.
I bet you the next caller doesn't because they weren't paying attention.
So now it's on me to pick who's not that sprite by their name.
I mean, see, why you got to say it like that?
Well, I mean, if you can see the screener.
I said you probably had it recently. I said a food that comes in many varieties. Mm-hmm. And I said it can be long
or short.
Thank you.
It could be thick or thin. It could be white, brown, black, or even yellow.
I thought the white, brown, black, or even yellow would give it away.
I know, me too. I need a literal white flag in here so people could see you wave it on YouTube. Like, just wave the white flag.
I can't believe this, man.
Kyle, who was the Phillies bullpen coach? It was like 2015. The bullpen phone went out. They were in Baltimore, but it felt like he was literally waving the white flag as the Phillies were like 50 games under 500.
I can't remember his name.
I could picture him. I've seen the meme a million times. He's waving the white flag in the dugout because that's how he's trying to, like, the signal.
The rally towel or whatever?
Yeah, because the bullpen phone was out, so they couldn't call down. So that was his signal to warm someone
Bob McClure?
Up. It might have been. It's like 2015. They were in Baltimore. Let's go to Chris in Philadelphia. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Chris?
With Howie Roseman, how you doing? How are you? With Howie Roseman's success, Hall of Fame success, there's three parts. It's discipline, studying, and preparation, the first one. Second one is it's fear of failure, like when he took Jalen Rager instead of Justin Jefferson. And his third part is the Eagles coaching and development of the players they draft.
Well, I agree. I mean, that's all part of why they've been better at drafting. So you think they figured it out because they've got all these things locked in?
Correct.
All right. I hope you're right. It just feels like they're on such a heater that
you think it's going to not peter
well,
out?
At some point, it's just hard to imagine they're going to keep drafting this well every single year. I mean, I hope you're right, Chris. But even with that, it's hard to sustain it like this.
But there's probably not teams that go through the process that Howie and his team go through. One, the worst-case scenario, the next scenario, the next one. They go through that so thoroughly. They're prepared whatever comes up.
Well, even he said it yesterday, that they actually run mocks where they're doing the worst-case scenario to see what they would draft and how they would go about it. And obviously it's worked out, you know, splendidly for them. All right, Chris, what's your guess here for Hughes Clues?
Pasta.
What I tell you? What did I tell you?
Oh, my gosh. It's
what
awful.
Did I tell you?
This is a joke,
Chris,
quite
that's
frankly.
Not
oh, my
it,
goodness.
Chris.
What did I tell you?
Wow.
Y'all going to start listening to me?
You might be, you know what? You might have been right. I mean, that was.
I mean,
I teed it up.
You raised the white flag.
Nobody. Like, listen, my clues are phenomenal. Nobody pays attention. Nobody pays attention.
You might have just sold me right there.
I have a theory, actually. So we have these theories on why the Eagles are better at drafting. I have a theory that when people call in, they have a guess in mind, and your next clue doesn't move them
off.
It
don't matter. It doesn't matter because nobody...
You need to be open to changing your mind.
It'd be malleable like
no,
you.
Yeah. This is why I don't get upset when people say stuff because they don't listen to everything that you're saying. They get caught on one thing that you say, Joe. Mm-hmm. And they go with that and not hear the whole conversation.
Like
if
that doesn't illustrate Hugh's point, I don't know what does.
No, yeah. every day that we talk day, and that's why I'm long talking. Nobody hears what I'm saying, and they just go off of one thing that they've heard and just keep it moving.
Well, maybe
I am a genius, Mr. Eight Leg Parlay over here, trying to give y'all these great clues every day. I teed it up for you.
You're starting to lose me.
Yeah, you're crashing out here.
I got to take advantage of the situation.
Just crash out.
I'm not crashing out. I told you nobody listens. We talk on this radio station every day. You get about 2% of the folks that actually hear what you're saying. Everybody else already got their mind made up how they want to think.
Yeah.
I said Bismati Brown, Jasmine Black, Arborio, and Bamba. Bismati should have gave it away.
I don't know how you could have been any more clear. I will say, to your other point, though, maybe the long talking is the problem. Like, if people are only, if they're only able to understand you in short bursts,
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I think we were on to something.
Because when we do the short talking, they don't hear that. So you do the long talking.
You know, have you tried medium talking?
Okay, I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that tomorrow.
Okay,
I gotta. You know what? I gotta start timing my conversations. Then I gotta figure that out.
Yeah, you know what? We could do a timer for you. Maybe we'll play off like the Oscars. You're going too long. The Kyle plays the music, and the long talking ends. Rob's in Delaware. What's up, Rob?
Hey. Gentlemen.
Rob, on the air.
Rob, what's up?
You know what? I love that long talking thing because yesterday with the long talking and the cold weather thing, I thought it might be a walrus because of the long teeth. But you know what? Getting to the Eagles thing and the draft, I agree with you, Hugh, and
Elliot.
Elliot, yes.
See, you realize what you're saying, that lad. You're agreeing with Elliot. This isn't a place you want to be, Rob. Why do you agree?
Well, because that's what I was kind of thinking beforehand. I thought the fact that we had such a great infrastructure, besides, you know, with the coaching, you got Elliot, you got Jeffrey, and it kind of expands
Elliot?
Their ability to look at people and see guys that may not be in the first round, but they have potential, and they see that they can develop these guys. Give them discipline, especially with the players they're playing with, that help bring these guys along, the coaching and everything, so that kind of widens their ability. And I loved that guy, what was his name, Tom from Middletown? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. His analogy, like a poker player, like Howie has Howie, Jeffrey, all the coaches, they have a strategy going in. And they see how things play out in front of them. So then that changes their gameplay on who they're going to pick and who they can develop. And that's where they move from there.
Well, they do.
I'm not in that room. I don't know how that works really, but I think that's a lot to do with it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it is, Rob. I'm sure it is. And they're good at it. And they've gotten good at it. I just wonder if it's sustainable. To hit at this level is pretty remarkable, and they've done it now for four straight years. All right, Rob, what do you got for us? What's your guess
Please.
For Hughes Clues? Come on, get these tickets.
I love Rice, man.
Well, you hit it.
100%.
You love Rice, and you knew it. It only took 3 hours, Rob.
Good job, Rob.
Good job, man. We'll see you at the Eagles draft party.
That is great.
Awesome. All right, there he goes. Rob in Delaware wins our tickets there. Four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link. Presented by Lincoln Financial Group, Thursday, April 24th, 7 p.m. You feel good now?
I feel good. I got it off my chest. Yeah. And it proved my point. Okay. Nobody pays attention.
That was insane.
I tried to tell you.
A Jolly texted in. I can't believe what he just heard.
He's a Rice guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Most of it, I mean, Rice
is... Well, the clue was obvious to anybody, even if you're not a Rice guy.
And I say most people eat Rice often. It's a universal food. Mm-hmm. It should have been a food on everyone's mind today. I mean, I imagine most people listening have had rice very recently in some form. Hugh gave all the forms out, the colors and all that stuff. You know what I think threw people?
What's that?
People don't know. I mean, this is how we got here today because I guess your algorithm. People,
yeah.
I don't think most people know there is a such thing as black rice.
It's called forbidden rice. And I read about it because it was back in the day, kings and you know, rich people ate it because they thought it had healing properties or magical properties. And that's why it was called forbidden, because most people that ate it couldn't afford it. Because they made it pricey. So it was called forbidden rice.
Yeah, and now you know. It is forbidden rice. All right, 215-592-9494. I just want to go back to something that people are agreeing with Elliot with, and it's a fair point, and you both came at the same thing in different ways, Hugh, about the infrastructure here, right? That's mm-hmm. why they're able to draft well now, not just because they're identifying good players, but they develop them when they get here. I agree. I think it's part of it. But I'm looking back now, you know, the Patriots, when they began their dynasty with Tom Brady, they had a run of years where they drafted really, really well. And they had, I mean, every year they were drafting a couple players that end up as Pro Bowlers. Vince Wilfork, and you go to Deion Branch and Richard Seymour and Matt Light, like the bulk of the team around Tom Brady. And they did that for years. Logan Mankins, really good players. And then the same team, same Bill Belichick, same infrastructure. They had a run of about 3 years kind of in the middle there where they didn't draft very well. I think it's such an inexact science that to say they figured it out, it feels to me like we're setting ourselves up for a little disappointment there. I expect them to draft some good players, but I'm not expecting it to be at the level the last couple of years. Macho in Kansas City is talking about that Jordan Davis option. What's up, Macho?
Damn, one more person early. That was a sweet layup, Hugh.
I mean, I tried, man.
Yeah. Hey, that was sweet. Hey, that was sweet. Anyway, the Jordan Davis thing, right? You know, fifth-year option. With all these young guys, like I told earlier when I called earlier, when you close your eyes, you hear on speak, you hear a little bit of Fletcher Cox. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like he's going to take that role of taking these young guys and showing them the ropes. Yeah, he doesn't produce, but at this point, we need his leadership. So I feel as though we should just pick him up, let him school a couple of these guys. Another thing I want to say with Howie in the draft, when you draft defensive players, you're going to hit like 65%. When you draft offensive players, you're going to hit 50%. So Howie's been drafting defense. He's been on the he's just playing the numbers.
Well, that is interesting because they've solidified the offense, and yet defensive players seem to hit a little bit more. There's less busts, like quarterbacks are busts, receivers can be busts, and they've done that in recent years. Yeah, Macho, like I don't mind Davis being here. It just feels expensive for what he does. It just feels expensive to me.
Well, we're not going to pay him because he haven't been done much, so he's not going to get something crazy, right?
But the fifth-year option is based on your draft status. So he gets, because he was picked at that pick, the 13th pick, you know, 4 years ago, he would get $12.9 million next year. It's like, it's non-negotiable. Like, after that, they could negotiate a longer-term thing, but the fifth-year option is $12.9 million. Doesn't matter what he's done.
Right, right. Well, you know, I feel as though it's worth it, right, because 12 point whatever million to school the next guys that's coming in, and then this is going to be his contract year. Everybody plays harder their contract year, so I feel as though he's probably going to show out this year.
Well, that's an interesting idea, Macho. We appreciate it. Actually, so if they don't pick up the option, it would be his contract year, because then he'd be a free agent after this season. So, you know, you could look at it both ways in terms of getting him to where you want him to be. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's see where everyone is on the Philadelphia Eagles today. Are you convinced that the Eagles have figured out the draft? 62% say yes.
Yeah, I think that I gave a compelling argument this morning. The people that actually heard me when I was long
Hold on.
Talk about
when you win the poll, they're listening to you. They don't understand your clues, they're not listening to you.
That's just how it works. No, it's not.
It's a little bit convenient.
It's not. It's the truth.
There's some gray area Douglas involved in
that for sure.
It's the truth. I can't help it. I'm spitting the truth, and only 63% of the people get it. Thank you, the 63% that voted.
62. That voted. Now you're rounding up.
Yeah. I mean, you know me.
You totally took 62 and made it 63. Just to make yourself feel better.
No, but the fact that I teed the question up and the person said, what did he say? He said pasta?
He didn't say rice. I know that.
He said pasta. Pasta is good, though.
Yeah, well, pasta's
great.
Not
the answer.
What's your favorite kind of pasta? There's so many different kinds.
You know, what's the pasta?
Linguine guy, spaghetti guy?
No, the holes. The holes.
Rigatoni?
Oh, yeah, the holes, man.
Well, no, the long one with the holes.
Yes. There it is.
That's rigatoni.
No. Are you talking about bucatini, like spaghetti that is whole, the hole through the middle?
Yeah, it's round and with the hole, like, you know.
That's piccata? Not helping, because there's a lot of those.
I don't know which one it is, then.
Did you say piccata?
Piccata? Did I say it right?
Piccata's like a lemon sauce,
man. I'm not Italian. I don't know. I don't know, you butchered that, dude.
Penne or rigatoni.
Let me see what the penne look like. Penne.
But the rigatoni's a little bit, you know, a little thicker. You want that? Uh-oh. Let's see. Rigatoni.
That's rigatoni. Yeah. That's the one I like.
There's something thicker than the penne?
It's thicker than the penne. Yeah.
Y'all are so childish.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
pasta facts. I'm an orzo guy.
What's orzo?
Orzo,
like it looks like rice. Yes.
You find it more
pasta. I know that one.
I think that works more in soup, the orzo.
Sure, but I think you'd be surprised.
Is it, okay, more under another kind of food, like with it?
Because I would say it's
orzo with sauce, like your regular pasta sauce, feels a little weird.
Well, no. Every sauce has its appropriate application.
Well,
I think if you put it in, like, pasta salad.
Oh, yeah,
that's a banger.
Yep, that works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pasta talk on the show. Yeah.
While we came up.
It did
come up.
What are you going to do? All right, 215-592-9494. Are you convinced the Eagles have really figured out the draft? A lot of people, including you, including Elliot, including everyone out there, it seems, think the Eagles have really figured this out. I think they're on a great run. They're better now than they used to be. But I don't know if anyone ever figures out the NFL draft. All right, plus all that, and on the other side, Jalen Hurts, one of the most influential people in the world. We'll get to that next and what another all-time great had to say about him. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, that's on me. I got Hatfield. I forgot about this. We had so much fun today. Easter's just around the corner, people. And you know what that means? It's time to elevate your celebrations with the unbeatable flavor of Hatfield ham. So when you're planning your Easter grocery shopping list, remember, add the delicious tradition that is Hatfield ham. If you want to put some more pork on your fork, grill up a juicy, delicious marinated pork tenderloin served with a side of bacon Brussels sprouts and a salad. Now, that sounds good. The possibilities are endless. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retailers near you and find your flavor with Hatfield.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax. For a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. This song could work for the Eagles. It could certainly work for Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl. He was the Super Bowl MVP. And I thought that would be the highest recognition Jalen Hurts would get in 2025. I was wrong about that, Hugh. Mm. Time magazine today named Jalen Hurts one of the 100 most influential people.
Say what?
Of 2025. The 100 most influential people of 2025. Before I tell you who joined Jalen Hurts' list, let me read you what so every person that made the list, and these are people in all walks of life. It's not sports. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm going through it. I think there's very few athletes on here. There's some politicians, very well-known politicians, including our president, vice president. There's artists like Ed Sheeran, actors, I mean, famous people. But they had someone write like something about that person. So Derek Jeter was the one that wrote about Jalen Hurts. And here's what he wrote about him. Quote, I admire how great athletes deal with both success and failure. What Jalen Hurts went through in being benched during the 2018 National Championship game would break a lot of people down. But not Jalen. He focused on what he could control and found a new path to success. In the NFL, Jalen didn't let a Super Bowl defeat in 2023 shake his confidence. He used that loss as motivation and kept a picture of himself walking off the field after losing as his phone lock screen. This past February, Jalen found himself on the Super Bowl stage again. This time, he led Philadelphia to a convincing victory in its rematch with Kansas City. We connected shortly after, and the only thing he asked was about insight on going back and winning again. Sometimes people win, then exhale. Jalen is not exhaling. He's embracing the next challenge, win or lose. Jalen's resilience and determination offer all of us something to admire. Hugh, your thoughts on Jalen Hurts as one of the 100 most influential people by Time Magazine?
Number one is interesting list. I'm looking at the list now. Some fascinating people.
Eclectic.
Yeah, eclectic is a good word, Joe. I'm okay with it. I think a lot of that, especially in this climate, And I was in Georgia when Jalen got benched in that game. And Tua Tagovailoa came in and he did what he did. And there was a lot of talk about Jalen transferring. There was a lot of talk about it. Rusty Manziel is a big guy down in Georgia. He does a lot with the kids and scouting in Georgia. And there was a lot of discussion on whether or not he was going to stay. And his dad was upset about the way that it went down and everything. But Jalen stayed. Jalen stayed. And he got an opportunity to redeem himself, if you will. And now he's going to the Super Bowl and he's accomplished more. And this is just when you compare him side by side, he's had a much better career than Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, he has. He's a better player.
Yeah, he's a better player. So I have no problem with that. And, you know, being here in Philadelphia and boots on the ground and what he went through last year and how he was unwavering in the way that he handled all that, I think that's very, very commendable. Now, a lot of people would say, what are you talking about? He got ridiculed a lot, man. And he probably that's not going to change. And there were a lot of people that the run that he went on last year, they weren't satisfied with it because it wasn't what they're used to seeing from a quarterback. I mean, if you want to call it what it is, it wasn't used to what you were seeing. But when you talk about Jalen, he might not have the strongest arm. He might not have the best QBR or anything like that. But the one thing that you got to say about him, you talk about him as he wins.
Well, and he did it at Alabama.
He's a winner.
He did it at Oklahoma.
I shouldn't say he wins. I should say he's a winner.
So when I first heard that he made this list this morning, I was surprised. I mean, that was my first thought. I just wasn't expecting it. And then you realize, he's the only athlete on here. I think he's the only current athlete. I may have saw one of the Williams sisters, but they obviously have other things.
Isn't Robert F. Kennedy considered – wasn't he an athlete in college?
But, I mean, he's now –
Well, not – I know what you say, professional.
Yeah. And he's older now. Yeah, I get you. If you had told me pick the only athlete of today, current pro sports athlete
– Serena. Serena's on here.
Okay, Serena. But one
Simone.
Simone. Right, so one of the three or four. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have guessed him, right? You would have guessed –
Maybe LeBron.
LeBron, Shohei, Messi, the top.
Ovechkin.
Sure, those guys. That's who I would have guessed would have made it. Now, there is the story part, Hugh, his, influential, right? The story of him and overcoming what he overcame and all that and to become the player he became. I get it. It's cool that he made the list. I was not expecting it. I do think when you dive into, why they pick each person, it makes more sense. They're going off of his story, how he can influence people.
Yeah, and that's kind of when you told me and then you read the quote. That's kind of how I looked at it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that makes more sense. Now, they didn't actually rank them because that would be funny if they ranked them 1 through 100. Is he more influential than the president of the United States? Is he less? Is he more influential than top artists? I don't even know how you'd rank these people among each other. But he is one of the top 100 most influential people of 2025.
Look at Jalen Hurts.
Congratulations to Jalen Hurts.
Hey, icons. Demi Moore is on here.
She's
resurrected herself.
He's what category is he in again? He's in the
icon category.
Icon.
Yeah.
Next to
Adrian Brody
and Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Some people, I'm not sure who these people are.
Yeah, I can't pronounce the name. I know Hiroyoku Sanada, though.
Who's that?
He played, when I say I know him.
What does he do?
I mean, I just know the movies he was in.
Oh, he's an actor?
Yeah, he's an actor. He's an actor.
He's with actors. I mean, he's an icon.
I can't remember the movie that Demi was up for Academy Award, but she didn't look the same. Like, it was amazing. Well, she looked great. Let me say that first and foremost.
How old is Demi Moore now?
Like 60?
62.
But she looked great. And it was about, it was a movie about, she was a fitness model or like one of them, what do they do? The people that ride the Peloton. One of the people like the Peloton.
Like a teacher, like a Peloton teacher?
Yeah, like a fitness instructor. There That's what I was trying instructor. To say. And, you know, she was trying to, you know, she was getting fired because she had gotten older. So the movie, you got to watch the movie, man. It was, I can't remember the name of it, but it was up for Academy Award, I think, this year. It was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Do you think people are going to use this next year if we're debating how well he's playing? Well, Joe,
he's an icon.
He's an icon. He's one of the most 100 influential people.
Yes.
Just, that's the reality. And I can't argue. Those are the facts. Congratulations to Jalen Hurts. Go back to the phone line here. David wants to give us a lesson on pasta. What's up, David?
This is good.
Listen, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Either one of you two are Italian.
I am. I have a lot of people Italian. Yeah, yep.
Italian what?
I don't know. I got family that's
Italian retarded.
No. David.
I'm only messing, Joe.
Be appropriate, Joe. David. Appropriate.
Speaking from retiring from an Irishman. Now, Hugh, you were talking about a pasta that had a hole in the middle.
Yes.
That's called a tortellini.
No, the tortellini's stuffed. It's got a little stuffed.
It's not true. Yeah, you're wrong.
But it still has a little hole in the middle.
This isn't the best lesson so far.
Are you a pasta guy, David?
I've cooked.
Well, I mean, we've all cooked pasta. But David,
my father owned a bar restaurant for 35 years.
You've never made pasta here?
Well, like when you say make pasta, you mean put it in the bowl and cook it myself? I don't think so.
With semolina. Anybody ever heard of semolina?
Yes.
Semolina. Mm-hmm. Cracked eggs. You don't put it in a bowl. You put it on top of the table.
Are you taking notes?
I'm writing well. Down. And you keep scooping the outside of the well in together to mix it, and then you knead it, and then you roll it through the machine. Whatever you're going to make, Yankees. You make spaghetti.
Gnocchi.
You make linguine. Mm-hmm. You make lasagna.
I think linguine's a little overrated. I'm not a big fan. It's just okay.
You would like it.
How often do you make your own pasta?
Why
David?
Would he like it?
I mean, I'm an Irishman, but I got skills.
Then who are you to give us a lesson on pasta?
I know you came in here with your tortellini.
This is a
knowledge.
Disaster.
Tortellini. That's got a hole in it, you dummy.
That's two name calling, David. We got to put you on timeout, all right? Let's take a deep breath. Enough with the name calling. I like David, but his knowledge today was not where he thought.
It was a harsh lesson.
For him. Yeah.
Not a great one either.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't great at all.
I feel like he had some of his facts mixed up.
You've never boiled pasta?
Well, when you say that, like.
You take it out of the box, you throw it in the hot water.
You know how you go like to Trader Joe's and you get the pasta that's already stuffed or whatever?
Yeah.
I've done that. But to actually go home and like make my own pasta spaghetti or something like that.
I don't mean that. I mean you buy a box of pasta and you just throw it in boiling water and then it's done in 10 minutes.
I don't think I did that. Mm-mm.
I feel like everyone has done that. Mm-mm. I think you should.
I don't think I have. I think I'll probably do it today though. But what I'm going to put it over?
Whatever you want.
That sounds like a lot.
It's one of the simplest things you could possibly do.
No, see, because you know what? I have done this, and the reason why I don't do it often, because it doesn't taste right. It's a little chewy.
Well,
I think I got the wrong pasta.
No, you're not cooking it long enough.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You don't like the
10 minute, like
10
a little
to 12 minutes. Yeah, you got to have a feel. All right. Yeah. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Now, Julia, how can you not figure that Jalen is one of the most influential people in the world?
I never thought he was.
Super Bowl, so that's 1,000 fans of Philadelphia. You got every host talk about him all day long. That's not influential.
He moves the meter.
I don't know. I mean, is that influencing
in the world
people?
Or in
what
Philly?
You don't know. Try not talking about Jalen for a week and see what happens.
No, but that's
Philly, though, not the world. Yeah, like, people in China aren't talking about Jalen Hurts.
This isn't Time Magazine of Philadelphia. It's Time Magazine of the world.
Well, he influenced a whole lot of people. His story influenced everything.
Yeah, well,
he overcame a ton of things.
I think it's awesome he made it, but I just didn't expect it. Like, if you asked me this morning, do you think he's going to be on this list?
Why
I would have said no.
When you talk about him all day long.
Jay, we do a talk show in Philadelphia. Time Magazine is a worldwide thing.
We talk about Jalen. We don't talk about other people like we talk about Jalen.
Because he's the quarterback of the Eagles.
Oh, that's the only reason. Huh?
Yeah. No, Jay, that's literally
the
only reason.
What about the first baseman for the Phillies? He not there?
Talking about the blue bat, baby blue bat.
Jay, how long have you been here? Do you not realize we talk about whoever the quarterback of the Eagles is more than anybody else?
Talk about the Super Bowl winning quarterback. Hey, look at that. He won the Super Bowl and then you shot. Why are you shocked? He just won the biggest game.
I didn't even know this was a list until today.
You ain't. Time got tons of lists.
Well, sure. You're a big Time Magazine guy?
No, there's no way.
Does anybody even still read magazines?
I know they got a ton of lists.
Everybody read magazines?
What do I need to subscribe to the magazine for? Mm-hmm.
I don't subscribe either. I just
saw the
list.
My dad found.
The porn?
Now, the Eagles. Now, why can't the Eagles be good at drafting now, Julio?
They are good at drafting now. The question is, will it continue like this?
Now why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't you expect it?
Because no one drafts this well over a long period of time. No one does.
Stay strong.
Now, all I hear is about Pittsburgh knowing style of players they want. Baltimore knowing style of players they want. They get them every year, yada, yada, yada. So the Eagles can't do that?
Sure they can, but they're not going to keep doing this well in the first or second round ever. Because no one's ever done this.
I just gave you two teams that do it.
No, not to this level, Jay.
They get linebackers. They get players.
Now, how come the Steelers don't win anything anymore?
That's your argument.
Because
what?
Because they don't have Hurts.
They don't have Jalen Hurts.
Well, yeah, they don't have a good quarterback. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
No. I didn't say a good quarterback. I said because they don't have Jalen Hurts.
Is he not a good quarterback?
I thought he was good. He's not good?
He's better than that. That's what I'm saying.
He is one of the most influential people in the world.
That is, top 100.
Exactly. Tell him again, Kyle.
Top 100. Demi Moore, Jalen Hurts, all those people. Adrian Brody.
Yep. Elon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elon Musk, all these guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Justin Herbert on there?
Why would Justin Herbert be on the list,
is
Jay?
Bryce on there?
Why would Bryce be on there?
Oh, man, look. You get away with everything. You get a pass on everything else. I thought he'd be top on the list.
Jay, you want to know what I thought last night?
I don't do anything. I'm on the right field. He's still there for his base.
Jay, did you see Bryce Harper's base running error last night? It was a joke.
I don't watch the Phillies no more.
Then what are you commenting for?
It's going to be cold today, too.
You don't watch the Phillies?
No, for what? I know what's going to happen. I told you this is preseason.
Oh, stop.
Wake me up when the playoffs come, and then they stink again.
You are the worst.
Then Bryce get hurt, and then he come back, and he hollers, and he want to be loved and all that stuff. So I want to see when he come out with two fanatic mitts.
Yeah, I mean, you might not be far from that, if we're being honest.
He's going to dye his hair green to get away with everything next time you strike out.
If he does his beard green,
he might. Jay, I told you, when his career is over, he's going to become the fanatic. That's the end. That's how this contract ends. Yeah.
Look how quick he turned on his unborn baby. He struck out with the bat and put the bat away.
Oh, stop, Jay. Stop.
Pandering, boy, I tell you. Y'all keep following that bum.
So what did you call him to talk about?
Yeah, bum. That's what I said.
What did you
he's a better individual player than Jalen Hurts.
Well, obviously.
So,
yeah. Yes. Well, yes, how come I see no results?
Because that's
no
well, he said individual player.
No.
Individual.
Oh, it's baseball. I forgot. That's y'all's cue for everything.
Individual player.
I mean, yeah. For being realistic, yeah.
Not listening.
I did also call him.
He can't do everything. Well, Jalen can't do everything.
He is the quarterback. He's a quarterback.
I mean, Harper does have two league MVPs. League MVPs.
Well, Bryce is GM. Mm-hmm. Bryce said, yeah, how come we couldn't get Soto?
The owner ran out of money. I don't know. You want to tell
Bryce, he's the GM, Bryce, not the owner, Jay.
Oh, Bryce ain't want nobody to make more money.
He's operating on a budget.
Mm. But everyone's got a budget, Jay, even you. You know that.
Yeah, ain't got no budget.
All right, Jay, that's enough. We're done there. All right, can we check in with you people, see what they're up to today? Let's talk to them.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So it seems like a daily thing now where somebody starts the comment section off with a comment on Hugh's outfit.
Okay. I like that.
Today, Hugh is dressed like a watermelon.
A watermelon? Green is water. A watermelon?
I guess so.
It is watermelon green.
It does have the, yellow tinge, which I think, you know, watermelons have the light streaks to them.
That, can you be a little bit more creative in the analogies?
I thought highlighter was better.
Like, I'm serious. Yeah. If we're gonna analyze my outfit for today, can we be a little bit more creative? Just a little bit. I mean, I'm not mad at it. It's just, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've been sitting like there watching. Just be a little creative. A little bit more. A little bit more. That's all we ask.
Okay. That's not much to ask. Yep.
All right. Well, these next few are going to come after Joe, Julio, because, you know, sometimes you start off with a take. People don't like that take.
Sorry.
Another negative take by Julio. What a shock. Just negative all the time.
I don't even think it's negative. It's just real. It's just the reality that
they're keeping it a bean.
I'm trying.
They don't want that.
No one likes the truth.
Some people have the Super Bowl syndrome. There's nothing you can do to shake it out of them.
Sorry.
Yep. Speaking of, did you forget, Joe? They've been to the Super Bowl three of the last 7 years.
You know
I'm not
what?
Sure if you remember that.
You guys got me. I forgot.
That's a good point.
Today I woke up, short-term memory loss. Forgot all about it.
Yep.
My bad.
Yep.
Sorry.
So after that incident with Elliot, people wondered if Shrimp Douglas was intimidated by Elliot Shrimp Parks.
I caught a stray.
Elliot's catching a stray there.
I'm just saying. I thought he had some really good takes.
How tall do we think Elliot is?
5'8".
I think he said he's 5'9".
5'8".
Yeah.
Wow. 5'8"?
You're questioning how tall Elliot actually is.
Elliot's not that tall.
Wow.
5'8"? I feel like 5'8", if you're below 5'9".
Why couldn't you say that to his face when he walked
in?
I know.
Folded. Get him, Hugh.
I think his wife taller than him.
Because
I met them, they were together, and she was taller.
Did she, maybe she had some heels on or something?
No? I don't think so.
Okay.
But she's tall. I think she's tall.
What do you consider short?
5'8".
So,
so you basically just called Elliot
well,
short.
Well, how tall is Mosh?
Not 5'8".
I know Mosh probably, listen. Mosh, I would say Mosh probably a 5'5". Mosh is a petite man. I mean, Mosh know he petite, man. I ain't saying nothing. Now, that's a petite. How tall is Buddy right there? He ain't that tall. That's no, in the studio.
Buddy's not that tall. Justin's not that tall.
Justin's not that tall. Justin, can you hear me? How tall are you, Justin? Like, he don't want to tell nobody.
Yeah, he can't get on the mic in there. But
he can't.
5'8", he said.
I didn't see that was your threshold. He said 5'3".
Sure. He said 5'8". You missed the first five before the three.
I know. I'm trying to get it. So he's taller than Mosh.
Yeah.
So Mosh got to be at least 5'5". Justin, 5'5". Mosh is 5'5". Petite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A live update in the comments. Somebody who is apparently 5'8 is not happy with this conversation.
He outlived
all of you.
You're a short king. It's cool.
Not worried about it.
Shrimp. I'm pretty sure if you're married or have a girlfriend, don't worry about it. You won. It's the little guys that don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, what if this guy doesn't? Now he's going to worry.
Well, you should worry then. You better get a damn good job. No, I'm being honest.
You're tough sometimes, man.
I'm just saying, being honest.
Yeah. I like this one. Whoever said they'd be fine with the Eagles drafting a trucker has clearly never heard Jerry the Truck Horn guy call in.
How's Jerry doing anyway?
We haven't heard from Jerry in a while.
He's checked in with me on the phone.
That would test things. With the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL draft,
he
will select Jerry, WIP caller.
Yep. Lots of comments on Hugh's third clue today.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Seuss-esque. What do we think of one fish, two fish,
red fish, blue fish,
Hugh fish?
It could be long or short.
It's a great
it could be thick or thin. It could
give
be
a dog a bone.
White, brown, black. Or even yellow. I thought that was a great clue.
We're going to get a lot of running.
I thought it was a great clue. Yep.
Thick or thin, mm-hmm. long or short.
Because they nasty. Just a bunch of nasty people yep. listening on the YouTube.
Yeah, that's right.
Just nasty.
Yeah, your mind's out of the gutter. All right, last thing, Hill. The people need it.
What's that?
You have to guarantee a Phillies win tonight.
No! There's no way, man. Hold on.
Let's get a winning streak going.
Are they asking me that? Wait a minute. Who's on the mound tonight?
Nola. Against Robbie Ray. We need a win.
I'm going with the Phillies. Go Phillies!
Get a guarantee.
Guarantee.
All right.
People ask.
You deliver.
Ask and you shall receive.
I got to get it. Put a coat on because it's going to be cold out here. It's going to be cold.
How about that win last night? The fly balls, they were moving around. The one that JT hit to left field, I thought the left fielder had it, and then it just took off.
I'd be glad when this weather changes for the better. Because it's supposed to be warm this weekend, but it's supposed to rain. Right?
What do we got going on here?
It's supposed to rain.
I think it's going to be real nice.
Like 80?
81 Saturday. I don't see any rain.
You don't see any rain? Well, yeah. It must be my broadcast.
How did you ever play football, man?
I mean, it was a different mindset.
Almost your whole career.
I want to enjoy my, like, I'm in my twilight. I want to enjoy the games. I'm not playing. I want to enjoy it.
Twilight.
I want to be out there.
You're not that old.
Enjoy. Yeah, I know. It just sounds so much better.
That was a pop-up thing to say.
I'm in my twilight. I want to enjoy the game.
Jacksonville changed you in more ways than we ever could have thought.
Jacksonville's different, man.
Let's grab Andy before we sign off today. Andy, what's up, buddy?
Sorry. I'm still stunned by Irish Dave. And cooking lessons.
And pasta cooking lessons.
The pasta with the whole...
I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, the tortellinis with the whatever that is. There's a lot.
That's a lot.
So, quick, Joe, because I haven't been able to call since last week. Last Thursday, I think the funniest thing you ever said was, you ever ridden a green machine, Herb?
I needed to know. Sometimes you need to know. And yet, by the way, we got an update quickly. The other umpire in the game that Herb umpired said he was in the bathroom for 10 minutes. He sent me a photo.
So he took a dump.
He sent me a photo of Herb on the field. Yeah, 10 minutes is not number one.
That's number two.
Let's clear that up. Go ahead, Andy.
So anyway, back to your actual point for the day. I don't see how you could say anybody could figure out the draft. It's not like there's a cheat code for it. You know, they've gotten better, for sure.
Yes.
And maybe that's just figure. And, again, I think somebody brought up that
Actually, I guess it was you, Hugh. The staff around them. I don't know if they've been hired.
They have a good core of people.
Well, they do, and they've gotten better. Andy, we appreciate it. We got to hand it off to the afternoon show. A guaranteed win, says Hugh Douglas tonight.
Guaranteed.
You got a score? Attaboy. You got a score?
Oh, see, now you ask.
I'm just wondering.
More points than more runs. And more runs than the Giants.
Can't trust you.
Oh, you can. You can. You took the pledge. You claim. All right. Afternoon show next. You guys have a great rest of your day on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phils!
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.